Guys, we are very excited to announce that Legion of Skanks merch is back up and running.
We've been down for, I'm guessing, better part of 2 years. But we're back, baby. We're back in a big way. So stop asking me at all my shows if there's merch. There is!
A bunch of new designs and a bunch of classic designs like the logo or the Church of Latter-day Skanks, but we have a bunch of brand new stuff as well. My personal favorite is the Legion of Skanks Loyalty or Death t-shirt and hoodie, because guess what? The newest core value for the Legion of Skanks is being a loyal skank.
That's right. And we have another one that says core values in case you don't like being esoteric.
All you got to do right now is go to skanksmerch.com. That's skanksmerch.com and grab a t-shirt or a hoodie today. We're going to be launching new designs every month or so. So grab them now before they sell out.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. To the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit, if the fabulous glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the crisis.
Hey everybody, it's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you from a studio show because as you're listening to this right now, I think Dave's doing something political and I'm seeing Marilyn Manson. Lewis is sitting with his thumb up his ass.
All three of us are doing exactly what you assumed we were doing.
First of all, for me, Marilyn Manson is politics.
True that, I know. You don't believe in what he does.
And forget the time. I'd rather there be no timer and us look at ourselves. I'd like to see what you guys are seeing. It's bugging me for some reason.
No, I'd say just this. Just an uncomfortable countdown. Can you make it a countdown till we wonder what's going to happen and we all get uncomfortable and nervous?
It's also, right. Why is it like evil fucking colors? Why is it black and red? Like the devil clock.
Why are we coming through a TV in 1987?
Yeah. Why are we letterboxed?
Why doesn't this fit the TV that we have?
Why does everything look so shitty?
Fucking assholes.
Is this Gas Digital? Is this the project we're working on?
Does no one use this studio anymore? What's going on?
What are you talking about, dude? It's an award-winning studio from the best the Ralphies. Music comedy podcast.
You know, this studio took home 3 Ralphies this year.
Yeah, 3 Ralphies. This very studio. You think it's all happening over there in the green screen room, but this is where the magic happens. It is the Legion of Skanks, everybody, coming to you from a studio show down here in parts unknown. To my right, as always, Davy Smith. To my left, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. And Big J. Okerson. Together, we are the legendary Legion of Skanks. We have 2 amazing guests on the show. Joining us right now, we have, of course, the hilarious Karen Feehan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
And the outrageous Nick Rochefort.
That's a great term.
Outrageous. This guy's outrageous.
Nutrageous.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I look like a fucking tomato. That's good.
Nutrageous. Yeah, these cameras aren't friendly.
Yeah. To you guys, they are. You guys look great. Karen, you always look great, but I look like a fucking fat slob right now, so that's good.
You're okay.
That's because you're next to Karen.
Yeah.
She's a little tiny fucking petite thing.
Je suis très petite.
She's a perfect Irish girl.
Thank you. Yeah. I like this guy. Who's this guy?
He was a new kid. He's great.
He was a new guy.
Keep this guy around.
Me and Karen had a full-fledged slap boxing match for 5 minutes before. You didn't win.
No, she won.
I beat the ever-loving shit out of you.
She won 27-29 the first round. That's pretty good. Oh, you're pretty good, Karen. Good job on that fighting.
Oh, thank you.
Keep your elbows high.
I thought I did okay. I got you one time.
You did really good.
We have a killer show lined up. Lewis, take the wheel.
Jay, how tired are you?
I'm so tired.
Smoke some weed. Relax.
Can I smoke weed here?
Yeah, smoke some weed. I'm the boss. They can't do anything right. They can't get rid of me. Do you, Mike?
Yeah, I could look into it, but I don't think so.
Am I the boss?
I can look into it.
Am I the boss? So I can make...
Mike, run this up to text you about it.
Mike, run this up the ladder, would you?
How would you look into that?
You do feel like you could. What do you mean I sold Ralph all my shares when I was doing coke?
Are they smoking weed down there? They pay $10,000.
Well, Ralph would give me shit smoking weed, but then Ralph and Jay would have hooker shit on the table during the SDR show.
Shit on a tarp on the table.
And I was like, are you giving me shit about smoking weed?
Would
you
have shit.
Hooker
nice,
shit?
Nice, dude. That was great. Hell yeah.
Bang. You're back, Jay. You're back.
Just like that. I'm back. What the girl did was, and I'll always defend this.
I know you will.
She was dumb as a doornail. Her name is Peyton Sinclair. She was, by the end, mega racist and weird.
Pull
and
her
crazy.
Up. Pull up an image. Let's see how hot she is. Peyton Sinclair.
She's hot. For sure. I mean, in the sluttiest way. But Peyton Sinclair was dumb as shit.
but she shit on the SDR show, and she's not a Harvard grad?
No. But before you just say she shit on the show, I think you're giving her a lot of flack that she doesn't deserve. Her problem here was not shitting. Her problem wasn't shitting. Her problem was stupidity. While she was in the room naked for whatever game we were playing, I made a joke that that Mike Harrington...
they're playing tic tac shit.
Alex's beloved husband. I told now husband and father of child. I convinced this girl from just a joke. I said, "I go. We call Mike the human enema because he can put water in his mouth, and he's one of those guys that can spit so hard that it'll shoot right up your asshole." And she goes, "No way. I want him to try it on me." So we got Mike to come in.
That's the sound she made.
We got Mike to come in. And Mike put water in his mouth, and she said, "Do you guys even have a straw?" Which now made me think, I go, oh, the joke was that he was going to just blow it right in her asshole and go everywhere,
right.
And he obviously
go
can't
back
do
at
that.
Him.
But she said straw, which made me think, Mike possibly could blow water up her ass. So she put the straw up her ass, and Mike...
Wait, hold on. If you put a... So he's spitting into a straw.
With water.
Okay.
Yeah.
But are his lips getting around the straw?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, couldn't anyone do that?
Yes, Dave, that's the point.
This girl's retarded.
My thing was a hilarious joke that was going to go haywire. She's now presented the option.
You're just going to have him, like, hock a loogie from 3 feet away, like, try to Steph Curry that shit.
No, no, no. I was going to have him put lips to butthole and blow super hard, which is an impossible thing, what I'm describing, and it would just go all over.
By the way, thank God he didn't do that, because he has to kiss baby orb with those lips now.
True, but I think he's taking a shower.
I think that's a great way to get pink
eye. I think he washes lips.
Do you wash your lips?
It sounds like she got a free enema. Those cost like $200.
An enema?
Exactly.
Really? Yeah, if you got a water enema, if you get like a just... Colonic. Like, you just go to places.
Lewis, you're... mad about the price of that? I have
no
guess.
You can go buy an enema at the supermarket.
No, but I want to have like a Taiwanese lady do it.
You're talking about two different things. You're talking about an enema. You're talking about a colonic. When you sit there, it's a whole process where they shoot water up your ass and stuff
comes out.
Yeah,
it comes out and it's like miso soup.
Oh, I just thought it was hilarious that you put a price on that and Lewis went, I could get you a way better deal than that.
He's haggling enema.
You are Jewish.
Dude. I knew it.
That's why I put it to fill in.
That sounds like highway robbery.
So, Harrington then threw a straw, blew water actually into her ass, and it stayed up there.
Yeah.
And then she laid on the table on a tarp.
On her stomach or
her
back?
On her stomach.
Oh. We call this segment Tart on a Tarp.
Very good, Lewis. Alliteration and everything.
The guy's good. You can't deny the guy's good.
How did you come up with that?
So she was laying there. She was laying there, and Lainey, her handler, her fucking monkey handler, started asking questions that were making me laugh, because what Lainey's job is as their PR person, she's PR for all these porn girls.
Oh, she's a porn star.
She's the
Peyton
porn Sinclair
wrangler.
Is,
oh.
The girl, the lady Lainey I'm talking about, is the porn wrangler. She's like their PR person. Who?
Yeah.
She's their Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes.
It's a nice word. It's a nice word for a fucking retard handler. Yeah.
Basically, yes. But what she tries to do is she tries to overplay their their wretched horiness as talent and beauty in some way. So while this girl, she goes, oh my God. She's like, Peyton. And she's asking this seriously. Oh my God, Peyton, how are you? Why don't you talk about like how you're able to hold the water in like that and suck it in and almost hold. which made me start laughing. And I said something that was funny, and it made her laugh. And as she starts laughing,
dude,
you're watching like a meter, like water shooting up and down, in the but it's not coming to the top. And then we made her break laugh, and it shot up. And after a wave of just water came little turds and shit.
Squiggle ones? Through the
fucking straw.
Like squirrely ones?
Like little pigtails.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something.
Like spaghetti.
And I thought overall...
What else could they be, Karen?
I don't know. I'm having fun.
Now, the strange thing is, overall, I viewed this as a success. And then I heard Lewis fucking wiener fucking was all bummed out about it.
Yeah, because she shit all over our fucking table.
On a tarp!
Oh, yeah. No, I'm on
yes,
the
Yes, tarp on a tarp. That was the pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
All things in play on a tarp.
Yeah, disgusting.
That's what us... Do you ever hear the story about the girl from... The DJ from Boston with seven dust on a
yes.
pool table?
No.
Mistress Carrie? There was a story. I don't know if I'm going to get sued for liable for this.
By the way, seven dust, former Skankfest performer, secret performer.
Yes, they're amazing. They're incredible.
Great.
So
great live band.
The story goes like some like wild rock chick from Boston was like, I want to fuck seven dust or something. And the, like the Seven Dust went to town on this like Boston DJ, and there was shit all over a pool table, some bar in Boston, in like the heyday 107, like Opie and Anthony early like AAF. If you're from Boston, that was like
WAAF.
Yeah, you remember WAAF?
Of course.
I mean, you're only 21, but you might remember that.
I do.
Yeah.
Shit dust. All over a pool table at a bar?
I think it was after like a fucking Ozfest 1 or something like that. Puddle of Mud was playing. So I don't know who it was.
It was Puddle of Mud on our fucking tables.
Yeah.
It was. In the studio.
Yeah. Gross.
Oh, there was a Puddle of Mud, all right. But man.
All the shit you do.
And then after, by
was
the way.
She
after, I swear to you. No. After
she's a fucking bear.
They don't give a shit. She didn't care at all.
Animal
what was
piece
funny
of
was after the shit came, Lainey did go right back and she goes, oh my God, it's like that's like how are you able to control like she was trying to like ask these scientific questions. I'm like, Lainey!
Right, like she's like a contortionist.
Yeah, she had water in her ass and a straw and she laughed. There's no sign. We don't need Bill Nye to figure this out. She's like, what's the mindset you have to get into before you pull something like this off?
You have a magnetic asshole. You're incredible.
You pull in fucking hardship for your life.
Yeah.
Drug addictions.
Aww. Yeah. Well, that happened.
Who kept the tarp? You gotta do something with where's that tarp, Jay?
Oh, I don't know. That's a Gas Digital problem.
Yeah.
Was this recently?
No, this is years ago.
Years ago.
This is a year ago.
We had like a rule of no shitting on the table after that.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
And
also,
Ralph tried to go, and he tried to make the rule. He was like, fine. If we gotta do that, you guys can't smoke weed in the studio anymore. I was like, Ralph, it's not the same thing.
It's the same exact
at
thing,
all. No. It's not the same
it's
thing.
It's identical. And I'll say, also after that, now Lewis did make a no shitting on the tables rule, pussy.
Well, now to be fair to Ralph and Jay, when they had that girl shit on the table, wasn't against the rules.
Now,
the rule was only put into place in the after lease. That. No one had ever said, don't have hookers shit on the table.
You're going to ace that bar exam,
yeah.
Dave.
Dave with the
I rest my case.
But Dave?
The defense rests.
Dave, you're right. Dave, you're
you
right.
You can't break a law that's not in place yet.
Absolutely.
Show me the verbiage.
They say better to ask forgiveness, right? So Lewis took shitting off the table. Okay, fine. So then...
Literally off the table.
You took the tarp.
So then, one time after that, we had, I believe her name was Scary Mary, a fat porn lady who said that she could shoot ping pong balls out of her pussy.
Nice.
So she got up on the table. I want to say towel, maybe tarp, but maybe nothing. And she got up, and because here's the thing. I feel like the act of shooting ping pong balls out of your pussy is a relatively sanitary act, right?
Yeah.
The ping pong ball is the only gross thing. What I didn't think
but it bounces over and over again.
You pick the ball that bounces so much.
Yeah,
and the ping pong ball will hit
right
1,000 spots. Just on that last
on that last thing, it's going to do 100 fucking little ticks on the table.
You guys are out of your mind. My point is, she was.
Oh, it's really just the ball. The ball
she was knees up.
Like a follow along song.
She was knees up on the table. She was knees up on the table, her back here, her pussy facing this way, facing the screen. If you say you shoot ping pong balls out of your pussy, that should be clearing the table
yeah.
for sure. By the way, ping pong ball is not the issue at all. The problem was
the fat
she
pussy.
Lied.
Her big loose
she lied.
Were they falling out of a horse cunt?
Her big loose pussy. Yes. Here's what happened. She could not, in fact, shoot ping pong balls out of her pussy. So what happened was she would just give birth, essentially, to these balls. And while she was pushing out that birth, she was also pushing out teaspoons of piss all over the table. And Ralph was getting freaked out. And he goes, Lewis is going to be upset. And I just kept feeding her more ping pong balls. And she would put another one in and just squirt more piss all over the
now,
table.
Now, good people of Mississippi, keep in mind, at this time, there was no rule against pissing on the table. Yeah.
The shit thing was in stone.
The statute had, stone.
Had nerve to say anything about the weed smoking in the studio.
Yes, that is when...
And Ralph
that,
has a home. He has a home studio where I was like, Ralph, if you're doing weird things with women, with shit and porn and piss, just don't do it in the studio that we rent to fuck it. Like, literally, it was like,
where's
fucking
Lewis? And who put this nerd here?
I'm looking.
Yeah,
no, dude, we rent the studio here? Out to people. It was like coming in next was like fucking.
Isn't it funny that RFK said here and also a woman pissed on the table while trying to shoot ping pong balls?
Here's the thing about shit.
I gave RFK a real grip.
That's what happened to his
table.
Voice. He got some sort of infection from the shit in the studio.
Oh, exactly. Probably.
It's not came piss, in talking it's her great. Microbiome.
The turd but girl definitely.
If it's it could be if it was squirt, it could be combo piss and girl cum. So it's not full piss.
All right, Karen.
Do you want to hear my?
Karen's making some points. Wow. Karen's pretty fucking sick.
Karen, you want to hear my theory on squirt?
Of course I do.
And
that's
I'm,
why I came
I'm
here.
I'm proponent of squirt.
Yep.
But I will say I think it's piss, but without the waste of it. Do you know what I mean?
It's you're not wasting
I don't think you need to theorize. I think you're they know what it is now.
They say urine, but I believe it's not like
you
the
guys,
fucking
you guys heard
bit.
My I've never theory heard on the stars? Just little lights. Little lights everywhere.
You know my theory is on thunder? God's bowling.
Well, here's the thing.
So
I've
that's
had,
what I always thought when
I've
I was
had,
a kid.
I've
so.
Had two angles of this.
Well, it does seem like a weird
most
thing
girls,
to just guess when the answer is
no,
out there.
No, here's the thing. Most girls, well, no, they say it's piss. They say it's piss.
Isn't it like 70-30, though?
But when they say
70-30.
They say most girls who squirted in my presence, it has been clear.
Yeah, it's not
and,
yellow.
And never. Taser.
But I've also gotten the yellow.
Yeah, but they're drinking a lot of water. Yeah.
But I've also gotten the yellow, and I'm like, oh, this is they're pissing a
this
bit.
Is not
Jay, it's not. It's not. Here's the thing. Your theory's flawed. What's going on is some girls
I'm sorry,
are high.
Is this a fight for the doctor yeah. of Skankfest?
Freshman year MIT, right here.
Some girls are hydrated, so they squirt clear, and some girls are fat slobs who just drink nothing but soda and beer,
like
and Ball. They squirt yellow.
Yeah.
I don't know if my yellow squirts have been fat.
Well, they're fucking pigs who don't drink healthy.
Jay has maybe. Girls in his phone as yellow squirt and clear squirt.
Yeah, it depends. If my sugar levels are high, I go with the clear.
Yeah. I haven't had too many squirters, but I have had a decent amount of squirters. The first time I ever had a squirter, I remember I didn't know what it was, and I was eating her out, and then I was fingering her, and then she just started just shooting in my mouth. And this before any of this conversation about what it is was, I just thought she decided to piss directly in my throat.
And you were okay with
he's
it.
Like,
and I was...
You knocked her teeth out of her mouth. You put your Puerto Rican do-rag on and you were like, this never again, you fucking bitch. How dare you do that to me?
No, dude, I literally just accepted it. I didn't say anything. I was like, all right, she's just pissing
did
in my
think,
throat.
You've told me the story before, but did you think that she like had an accident, or did you think this chick like just
wanted to just shoot hard piss?
I like that.
It's so.
Oh, we're getting freaky.
And it looks like my turn.
It was her house. I've had girls squirt in my house, and I've gotten furious. I was like, "What are you doing?
Really?
You're making a goddamn mess." If it's their home or a hotel, I'm like, "Fine, piss everywhere."
At Lewis's house.
Squirt in my house.
Lewis grabs him by the ear and
so, what
walks them out of the door. Yeah.
Walks him to a wee wee pad.
How dare you?
I say squirt in my house makes me feel good, and then I just wash sheets. No big deal.
Sheets, the mattress, you're gonna get all funky.
It's the most
but the mattress is not gonna be all funky. You're gonna have a little ring on it when you move. So what? You see it when you move only.
Dude, Lewis says it like when the girl's alpha though. He's like, you don't pee, I pee.
Dude, Colin had I to move one pee. Of my mattresses one time. I mean, the amount of period
oh,
blood
God.
That was on this mattress
Jesus
from like multiple
Christ.
Different women, it's different shades and colors.
Yeah.
It looked like a fucking Jeffrey Dahmer's mattress from that documentary for that movie, the TV made for whatever Netflix movie. Dude, there was just blood stains everywhere. Everywhere. And because it was Colin, I was like, ah, whatever, he can just fucking carry it.
My first
what the fuck is going on with this fucking mattress?
My first squirter was I was opening up for Bobby Kelly.
And she was opening up for you. Hey,
yeah, right,
all
she
right,
was.
Hey now. Ding,
I brought this girl up. Ding. It was a girl. This is a little before I met you guys. And it was a girl that I met in,
before you found your true form
in Montreal. I met her. She lived in Chicago. Then she moved to New York. And then I made her my behind my ex's back girlfriend.
Which girl was this?
Way quick. Catherine, her name was. She worked. She ended up becoming.
This wasn't the one you got caught with. That was
no. This she worked. She worked in comedy.
She worked. She was the audience. She ended up becoming the audience coordinator for like a tough crowd with Colin Quinn. Like everything was like so like this is a girl I hooked up with in Montreal.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's
gonna
be over, and then she moved to New York and was like, "Hey, we should keep seeing each other." And I was like, "Yeah, I didn't tell you about my life at all here."
She's like, "I'm completely in comedy now. You can't hide anything from me."
St. Catherine Street, kind of.
You think, right?
You were making that joke all
over. But that girl, she was Greek.
But instead, Jay would just go, "That's great. We can totally go out." And then Jay has to call everyone in comedy and go, "Don't tell this girl that I have a life.
Hide my secrets."
You'd be surprised how much people don't tell.
No, because we're dudes.
Yeah,
dudes. It's just guys, you know.
We're dudes.
Goonies never die.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
and there's, you know what's great? There's some girls that are just like cool as shit. Some girls are just fucking down to keep your secrets.
Listen, let me tell you something. Before you think if you become that girl for someone that you're just some dumb slut who's being taken for a ride, realize that Christine was one of those people at one point.
Yeah.
Christine was a person.
I mean, you didn't exactly disprove their
But does that make her shit? In the grand scheme of things, does that make her shit? It doesn't, though.
Make what? What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't make a girl shit if she's just good at keeping her
not at all.
Now, also,
it makes her a G.
It is like
people, yeah, it makes her cool.
Yeah.
People stereotype it, but the thing is, like, it's, you know, like in that situation, because I knew you, I was very close with you there. There's a lot of factors going on. It's not like, oh, she was really being a scumbag exactly. Like she, and you also like, I don't know, you, I will say that model of saying, would you put yourself in Christine's position and think it's going to pay off to what it is now with you being with her for another fucking, however long it's going to be, is probably a bad game to
odds
play.
Odds are against.
Overall.
I'm just saying.
Usually,
it happened.
Like, Jay is the married guy.
That was like betting on Trump to be president in 2015.
Dude, Jay is the married guy who goes, I swear I'm going to leave my wife, who left his wife.
Yeah.
And then literally bought her a house.
Now, will I do it to Christine?
Terrible.
I would never. But let me, this Greek girl, I brought her. She came with the Mohegan Sun when I was opening for Bobby Kelly. And what was fun, the novelty of her.
Dude,
for
you were clear
time,
on $150 that night.
Easy. No, that was the time he paid me $400 and told me to tell everybody because the whole thing when he paid me little on another gig.
And she was Greek too.
She was Greek.
She squirted tzatziki out of her pussy.
Yeah.
It was all white and milky.
Yeah. That was not piss.
There was no piss.
Yeah.
That was HPV, my man. You were chewing it.
Yeah. It's like toothpaste.
Yeah. So Aquafresh with a swirl on it.
No, so she had a big bush, which was very fun for the first few months because you're like, oh, this is
gross.
Nobody in the world agrees with Jay about bush, but to this day he
not
likes
my dad
a big
would.
Well, here's the thing. Listen,
I guess if you're 70 plus, you like a big bush.
Hers was really, really thick, and that was and that was fun and interesting for a while.
Yeah.
But when we were happened to be at this gig, I said to her, so I was getting a little over it, so I made the suggestion. I'm like, you know what? Have you ever like shaved your pussy before? I go, I'll do it. I'll help you like shave your pussy down. I might be kind of hot to do that. And we shaved her pussy down that night, and she was to this day, possibly the most projectile squirter I've ever had.
Nice. But not before the bush.
Because that bush was so, that Greek bush was
you
so.
Never
yeah, you heard
her
it, you heard it here first. Yeah, yeah. Mykonos pussy hair is filled with cum.
It caught, I'm telling, that's what I'm saying is amazing. It caught, not squirt of a girl who like gushes out and it leaks. I'm telling you like.
Wow.
Can you imagine what
and
those.
And it gathered that. It that never. I wouldn't have told you she even squirted at all in the months I was fucking her before that.
It was like one of those super massive soakers.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. It was crazy.
I never shaved a girl, but I did date a girl. You actually, I don't want to say her name, but the girl from the Philly story that I didn't defend.
You leave my wife out of this, you son of a bitch. You asshole.
None of us defended in fairness, but you had the most reason to.
No, because I was fucking her. But
you were fucking, but I was good enough then. Friends. I was good enough friends with her at the time.
Everyone should have defended
her. I want to know her first and last name, guys. What's her social security
number? We all should have defended her.
Why?
It was because there was a group of guys.
But none of us.
We were
none
like,
of us
we told the story a few times, but essentially we were at a UFC event. And these guys started talking shit to us, and then in the shit talking, they were like, "Yo, fuck you and your fat girlfriend," and we all just ignored them saying your fat girlfriend.
Well, the thing is,
because we didn't want to get into a fight with six dudes in Philly.
Well, look, I'll tell you, it was at the point where like we're talking shit and no one's gonna back down, and it's like, I mean, it was at the point where it was like, I'm completely right.
And like, we were above fighting. Them, right?
Yes, they had more people.
It's also, there's so much.
We were a row above them.
You were a row above. You're a row above. That's a nice fucking angle.
It was you can get them.
They weren't like
right,
overwhelmingly
Karen?
Like, oh my God, these guys are really fucking tough. But they were like, these are not pussies.
They were
they're down
to
fight.
They were down to fight.
They had more numbers than us, and we're a row up from them. So you're like in your mind in this place, if you're like, okay, if this goes off, I gotta be trying to like take someone out.
Yeah.
Like,
so I threw a fat girl at them.
Also,
French fries in an aisle over. Yeah.
Do you guys remember a little fun detail? I remember there was one guy in their group that was trying not to have a problem with us, but he was the smallest, like,
no,
insignificant guy.
No, well, the first guy.
No, you're thinking of Dave. He was the smallest guy.
Dude, I'm not trying to have a problem with anyone.
Legally.
No, the dude.
He didn't say anything about a problem. He was just kind of staying out of it.
No, but the guy, I don't remember that guy, but I remember the guy who instigated it was like a not tough looking dude at all, and then he had like his tough buddies with him, and then what happened with the guy was he talked shit to, like, I don't even know, he talked shit to Lewis and his buddies weren't there, and then Lewis goes, what's up, motherfucker? Like, are you talking shit to me?
This is before I had ever trained a day of fighting in my life. I was just ready to fight.
This was just do-rag soaking in
for no reason. I had no abilities to fight.
This is old-fashioned ring cone. Soaking in.
Well, so he talks shit to you. You were like, what's up, motherfucker? And he wants none of it. He sits down and just starts looking forward.
Right.
And then, I mean, it was like, then his boys come back and he pops up.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you guys were talking shit. And I remember just having a moment where you're like, dude, you don't just feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Like, I know your boys didn't see that, but like, we all saw that. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, isn't that a weird way to
And the girl
we
were with was like,
oh, no.
So anyway.
You guys going back to the concession stand?
So
I'm going to squirt my big pussy here.
So fat, hairy pussy. It was crazy.
You guys want to see me squirt caramel in my pussy here?
I wasn't paying attention.
I'll fuck all of you.
Gee, Mike. Do I look fat in my body?
I'd order food.
We're okay with it.
So like, right as it's at that moment.
Tell somebody that.
It's at the moment where you're like, all right, this might be going down right now, and if so, we gotta fucking like really scrap with these guys. And then as the moment you're like, this might happen, it might not happen, one of them just goes like, oh yeah, and this fat ass bitch you're with, and we all just sat there and just treated that as a complete non-provocation. Like, we just didn't, none of us responded. We were like, no, that's not gonna
I'll
be
tell
the
you
tripwire.
Why. I'll be honest
I don't
with
know
you,
what's
it
gonna
just
do
didn't
it.
Resonate with any of us.
We're like, I don't know. I'm not gonna throw, if the first thing here is gonna be us throwing down at you, trying to, and you're like, I'm not doing it over calling her fat.
Yeah.
Don't really care about her that much. What else you got?
She was
what
waiting for it.
Anyway, this girl, either way, she had so fucked up. She had rancid armpit odor. Her, like, just always.
What?
Always.
Your girlfriend.
She was my girlfriend.
A dude.
Who said
like, want? Lewis, you strike me as a guy who's like, even if you were fat,
Lewis,
you weren't like a bad looking
not only
fat
was she
guy.
A girlfriend.
Lewis has had, as far as especially dating and someone he's given like emotion to in his life, he's got pretty high caliber. Like, the girls are extremely attractive.
Good looking.
And I like,
except for this
girl. I like this person very much, but Lewis had maybe as emotional a thing with this girl as he's had with anyone.
And this is, by the way,
at a high level.
Lewis.
And I'm telling you, I've always thought from the get-go, I was like, she is
Jade?
Nice.
I mean,
she's
Jade,
very
hold on,
nice,
hold on.
Big.
I'm sorry, Lewis.
Big girl,
plain
tall,
Jane.
Like a 5'11".
Plain Jane.
Oh,
the answer.
Big girl.
Lewis.
Thick bone girl.
Lewis.
I'm not even really fat or anything.
188.
Built like Big J now.
Like a big girl. Like a big, thick
she
thigh
was,
bone girl. Like heavy femur girl.
I'm not even going to let Lewis get off the hook that easy. Okay? Let me tell you, Lewis, because I know Lewis very well. This is Lewis 23 years ago, okay?
Let me give you some context. I met her, it was the first girl that I met in New York City when I moved here when I was 19. And she was my friend. She genuinely, for a year, was just my friend.
She's a cool chick.
And I just couldn't separate friendship.
Hypnotize you with her pit smell?
Friendship,
dude.
Yeah. From, like, listen. She was a female. So eventually we started fucking. And then I just, like, fell in love with this girl.
Lewis, I mean, and I'm telling you.
You should have married her,
to
dude.
To explain this, okay? Lewis,
that was
the
one.
You should have fucking married her, bro. Look at how your life's been since with broads.
He might be right. You let this one get away.
Fuck
Lewis, at this point, over 2 decades ago, Lewis is, I mean, poorer and fatter and just in every level in life, Lewis was way down the totem pole from where the Lewis you know today.
Still looking fell still.
And at the
still,
time,
still had a face.
Yeah, I would always do pretty good with women.
Guy
no
always
what.
Had a face.
At
yeah,
that's my point. At the time,
I'm not retarded.
With fatter, poorer, younger Lewis, we were all like, but Lewis, you get way hotter chicks than this. Why do you love this one? Every chick Lewis pulled, this was the worst looking one he ever pulled.
Leaps and bounds.
He fell in love with her.
Son of a bitch.
She's literally current. She's your size.
She looks like this. Like, this is what her tits look like. You're sucking on her tits.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're trying to make her cum.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The next serious girlfriend you had.
That means nothing.
Or the first serious girlfriend you had in the time of like being into that chick was the one that the poem.
Alex, yeah.
Right? And I mean, that girl was fucking hot.
She was hot. She looked like kind of looked like Alicia.
Who cares about
now?
A hot
it's
girl
funny in hindsight. She seems young because we were all young.
She was 18 years old.
We were 20.
No, that's the point I'm saying.
I was like 22, maybe when I got with her, and she was 18. She was like a young. Yeah.
You ready to see how interesting hot girls are? Hey, Karen, have you ever fucked a fat guy before?
When me and Karen dated, I was fat.
No.
Karen posted a picture of me.
He wouldn't repost.
I got so angry at the picture she fucking posted me.
I looked so cool though. I was like smoking a cigarette. I was holding a gun.
She had a gun and a cigarette in her hand. I was fat. I was like,
he's behind me. There's so many shadows over me.
Other ones.
So fat.
Have you ever bagged like an illegitimate fat guy at a bar where he's like,
Brendan Sagalow.
Shut up, Lewis.
You fucked Brendan Sagalow.
I have a drink.
With a 4-inch
good for you.
Yes.
As you should, sweet girl. You drink too much because you got the demons chasing you down the hallway.
True? I swear to God, it's
one time.
How was it?
Good for Brendan.
He charmed the pants off.
I know. Everyone says good for Brendan.
Dude,
yeah.
You felt that.
Does he have a 4-inch dick? For real? Yeah.
You felt that dick way in the back of your hand?
Before we get into that, I want to say this girl, she had rancid armpit odor as well. Not only was she fat.
That's crazy.
She was fat, her hairy pussy and her pit stunk.
Of course she had rancid armpit odor. She's fat.
Lewis.
I'm fat.
Lewis
I have
madly in love
with her. Let me say this, though.
Yeah, you should have married her, dude. Sounds like a wife material.
Like, in my mind, I'm going like, what? I was like, did she just not wear deodorant? Like, what's going on? It was for like a long time. So remember one time we were taking a shower together, and I was like sexually washing her back.
Car? You're washing like the side of a van.
Squeezing a giant
fat ass over here.
Lewis was wax on-ing and wax off.
He's washing like a power washing.
You got a squeegee out?
Yeah. Doggy, yo.
You hear sounds when you put like the...
I took her arms up and tried to keep it like sexy. I'm like... And then I started just scrubbing her armpits as hard as I could with a loofah.
You tried to clean her.
I tried to fucking get rid of the fucking dead fucking smelly...
Run her fat ass through
never
a car
said
wash.
Anything
wow,
to her. And to this
nice.
Day,
that's
I've...
Mwah, mwah.
I've seen her somewhat recently, like just randomly. She's like, you know, hung out and come over.
Fatter
and
than ever.
Fatter than ever, and still has stinky ass armpits.
Yeah.
I've never even, I got to look this up on ChatGPT. Is there a thing where people just
it's
have.
Genetic. Sometimes it is genetic.
Can I say something, Lewis?
She's like an African.
She's wait, can I say something?
A broken heart stinks.
Lewis. Can I suggest something here?
Please.
That might be the case, and this might be, because I got to say, I know this girl very well. Smelling bad was never seemed to be a thing.
No, it
to
was
me with her. No, no. But listen,
you have those nose rings. They
no.
Yeah, they have.
Buddy, I had a thing. Me and Christine, we did hook up with a girl at one point. Very cute. You met her before. Very, very cute girl. She was just a fan. She was like nice, cute, really hot. I thought she was attractive as hell.
I had to put fans in that girl's armpits.
No. Yeah. It wasn't armpits. When we would hook up, and we did a couple times, because I was like, it must just be
the one
something
time.
Happened the one time. Something
please tell
smelled.
Michelle doesn't have a dick.
No.
It's taking a long time to get to this.
Everything just smelled, like her body, everything about it smelled off to me, but Christine didn't smell that. Mm. And something, that's a genuine, the first time in my life, I feel a genuine pheromones thing. Me and that girl are not chemically like supposed.
This was not pheromones.
She's
this girl,
bad.
Dude. She had scuzzy armpits.
I gave her such an eloquent speech. I go, it could just be you smell it, but I'm telling you, did you think she smelled bad?
Dave, get those nines out of here.
Did you notice her smelling?
That never struck
honestly,
me.
I know,
Dave
I don't
was
know.
Like, Dave was.
Dave's been banging
sister,
fucking solid.
I met Dave because of this girl. This girl and Dave's sister
how
were friends.
We met each other, but. All right, this is going to be out. She might listen to this, and now I feel bad.
No, she's not going to hear this.
No.
No.
Too no fat.
You're listening to On the Widow or fucking Checkers.
banana milkshakes.
Are you telling me?
I feel like
that's the bad part. The amount of shit that we said.
No. I felt like after
bushy,
that,
fucking stank ass.
The problem
pussy.
Is, with you saying that, I felt like up until that, this whole show, she could have been like, they're not talking about me.
No, right. She knows she stinks.
I mean, she knows she was with us in that fight in Philly.
Yeah, no,
that's for
also,
sure.
Deodorant itself can cause it. I've never worn deodorant. deodorant in my life. My armpits never smell.
Told me never had to, right?
Get in there.
Good for you.
Get in there.
Seriously?
I'm not wearing deodorant. But
you've never worn deodorant?
Nah, I'm married, but you're my brand.
I'm telling you.
You never wear deodorant ever.
Get in here. Never.
Can you bring it over? Yeah. It's hard for me to get over. Also,
this is like Jay's asshole. If you put your finger in his ass, no shit will come out.
I believe you, but that's crazy.
No, I'm not hearing the fucking no fours, no fives. Get those nines out of here.
But it smells like deodorant.
Karen's lived her life
Is that soap lotion, maybe?
Listen, yeah, it just smells good. It's just not interesting. Let's be real about it. A nine's life is not interesting. Sorry, Karen, your life has been a fucking breeze.
But the fact that...
Stop calling Karen a nine. You're really fucking getting in her head. She's getting way cocky right now.
Your life
now.
Has been a breeze.
Karen's hot.
These fucking fours. Get these nines out of here. Get those fucking sweet fours in here. The personality's better. The workability. Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about, guys?
I do that because...
But what is no value
What is the smell? Lotion? Something's there.
I mean, I just... Yeah, come.
It's just jizz.
I'm a lotion person myself.
No, but I'm saying people with BO use deodorant, and that aluminum mixed with whatever your body...
Doggy, I've smelled so many girls' armpits. Happens. In fact, the armpit is one of my favorite parts of a woman's body. I lick girls' armpits when I'm fucking them. Right. I really like to get in there.
I Botox my armpits, so they don't smell either because I Botox.
You Botox your armpits?
So they don't sweat.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yep. No, stop.
Sprinkle?
Wait, what?
Why do I find out something new and gay about you every day of my life?
What's gay about that? I don't want to sweat my armpits.
Yeah, what Egyptian wife told you about that? Yeah, what Egyptian woman was
like,
baby, Jay, you need to do the Botox in your armpits.
Maybe one of the most functionally perfect, simple things I've ever done.
I knew a girl in high school who would Botox her hands because her hands would sweat.
Yeah.
And that was like a... And that's gross. You hold a sweaty hand of a bitch.
When did you go to high school? What are you fucking... you go to high school right now?
A dead fish of a hand.
I just can't get over the fact that I just found out one of my closest friends has had a pit job, and he never fucking told me.
I will say, Jay's pits do look really young.
They have nipples on them.
Every eight months to a year, at one point, here's what I'll tell you why it happened.
That's crazy, Jay. Wait, how did you get into this?
I'll tell you why. At my fattest, when I would wear, and I still...
Your fattest? This is going back...
This summer's going to be
interesting. This is going back a while.
This is going back 6 months ago.
Absolutely.
Your fattest was 15 years ago.
This summer's going to be very, very interesting for me, because I still feel like I'm hoodies, even with shorts or whatever. But I've committed to that for a long time, because that's how I felt I looked the best when I was fatter. And what that would cause is also just... I don't think I was even like an over, like, excessive sweaty person, but because I'm wearing hoodies... In the dead of summer.
Anyone wearing hoodies in the summer
I'm going to have sweat pits on hoodies and then sometimes on the sides.
He would rather Botox his armpits than exercise.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You guys don't have like fucking cysts in your ass that blow up after you drink yeasty beer?
Come on. You're going to let Lewis... Where's drunk Karen when we need her? Come on. Yeah, you're going to let Lewis have all the fat shaming glory?
Come on.
What happened to you?
He's not fat anymore.
What happened to you getting sober?
That's crazy. You know what, dude? I don't want to run. Stab me.
Lewis, I didn't even think. Can I tell you, up until the punchline of that joke, which was the funniest thing I've ever heard, I literally thought it was going to be the obvious punchline. I go, Jay would rather get injections than take his fucking hoodie off.
That is the funniest thing.
You don't even need a fucking exercise.
It's hard to look straight like this. Like when you're laying like this with your arm over your head.
Yeah. Oh,
and a little lady is like poking you up.
No, it's a guy right in his apartment. It's real black market shit.
Underground Botox.
This doctor, I swear to you, this is a Bobby Kelly hookup. Ultimately,
Bobby Kelly gets his armpits Botox.
When I lived, Bobby Kelly's gay.
My last apartment in the city, he lived in the building directly across the street. It was awesome.
Does Bobby Kelly also get his armpits Botox?
No, he doesn't. This was somebody who worked with his wife back in like her med spa days. And he, out of his apartment, he does all this crazy shit. And I'm telling you, he said things to me that are wacky, where he's pulled out peptides. He tells me he does offshore shit with fucking Paris Hilton. And then he moved Eggo waffles in his freezer. And he pulled out a vial. And he goes, this is the cure for baldness.
Nice.
And also has showed me video evidence of him curing his mother of dementia.
It's him beating the dark shit out of her.
But in the middle of that...
Wait, how could you show
it's like a de-aluminumizing or something.
It's a time-lapse really thing of like showing like her when she first started this treatment, and now she's like, you know, high-fiving and dancing and shit. So that guy, I lay in a table
I trust
in,
that guy
in
with
his
my
living
pets.
Room. Hmm. He also has an indoor... He has a a sauna or a steam room that's right in his apartment.
Love it.
Lewis is in.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Big deal.
I'm thinking about getting my shower
trophy. He's got a trophy chick. He showed me pictures of her titties. And then that guy.
That's illegal, I think.
He administers.
He goes double guns, you're both wait, arms he, up, and he's just gone.
No, he goes one at a time.
Doesn't it tickle?
A man who injects you with something shows you pictures of his chick's titties.
Isn't that crazy?
And then injects you.
Trust me, it's all good.
He's curing his mother. Dude, he's curing his mother's dementia.
Jay, you are way too successful to ever be in that situation.
This ain't cheap
right now.
No, this stuff ain't cheap. This is $750.
You're paying for the convenience. How much is it?
How much is it? $1,200.
$700.
$1,200 for
a per
once a year. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if I told you. I got a little.
And this makes you not sweat as much.
Can I ask you a question? Since you've lost weight and since you don't have to wear hoodies in the summer, will you just try this year to not do that? Because I'm concerned.
I gotta see. What I look like in a t-shirt. Like we'll see.
You don't know what you look like in a t-shirt currently?
No clue. I can tell you what I look like in a tank top, a sleeveless shirt.
Wet t-shirt these are all contest, things at home.
You don't need to wear sleeveless or tank top.
What kind of I'm saying that's what I know because that's what if I'm around
just,
the house or something.
Jay, you look fine.
What kind of also retarded procedures do you get? Do you get also retarded? Girls are the masters of this. You got talking to Jay. Now Jay may get a host of retarded.
Well, I said before, I went for a consultation on dick mound fat liposuction.
There we go.
Dick mound fat.
The top of your dick has
to
fat
make his
on
dick
it.
Look bigger.
Right,
right. Because I know that because it's like 6 inches across.
You
but staring in a mirror with this doctor with my pants to my knees.
Same doctor?
No, different doctor. And him making the fucking Rockefeller around my dick.
Yeah.
And going right now, your penis looks like this when it's soft. And he goes, and now.
It would look like Hova.
This. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then you're in the Illuminati.
And I went, okay. And I left and I never even thought about going back.
Yeah. So do you get any retarded? I mean, you get this. That was $1,250. Twice? Yeah. Twice?
Or just one price for both armpits?
Oh, no, $1,250.
$600 an armpit. That's not that bad.
Do you get any retarded procedures done?
I'll get facials and stuff, but I don't
know.
Any blood stuff?
Yeah, she does.
I just started facials.
No. Any ice?
Got my first facial.
Ice sculpting?
No.
I mean, you keep that body yourself?
I work out.
God damn it.
I just started.
Lifetime, me and Lewis.
Lifetime, hell yeah. Are you still at Equinox?
No.
Fuck yeah. Fuck them.
Why, you guys go to Equinox?
I used to until I got banned.
I just started jerking off
doctors in the.
What's up?
I just started getting facials. It's fantastic. Yeah. Although they've given me a bunch of new phobia. They told me I have rosacea, which hurts to hear. Yeah. There's some sort of a laser thing that can treat
bad,
that, but aren't I gay to do that?
Get some beef tallow.
I just feel like this entire show has been us telling stories we've already told.
Yeah.
My facial?
As you were getting into the band from Equinox or whatever, I was just like, I think we've hit six.
No, I'm not going to tell it again. We're just going to move on.
I think we've hit six stories that we've told already on the podcast.
This all came off of you were somewhere with the girl you were in love with, Bush.
No, it was her armpits, her stinky armpits. The reason I was inspired was because you talked about shaving the girl's pussy, and I was like, well, I tried to wash a girl's armpits.
Oh, I can't hear this stuff, though.
Which is hilarious.
I mean, honestly, I can't hear this stuff. I'm being straight with you guys. Like, the story's about a 9 or an 8. Who gives a flying fuck?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the 4 that's got a good... I always give a lot of merit to an ugly girl with a good-looking guy, or vice versa, because it's like you had to work your ass off. Yeah. And like my buddies and I have a thing about like get that fucking 9 out of here. Bring those fucking 4.5s in here, because that's like where the fun starts.
Dude, I hooked up with a girl. I mean, this is a few months ago, and I told like an old story about like a gross girl that I hooked up with on the show, and then she hit me up and she was like, "I know this story's about me." And I was like,
"Oh, poor thing."
Is that about you at all? What are you talking about?
I was like, "She just assumed."
That was one of the worst.
That's horrible. No.
When I learned to have some sort of like. Discerning nature of like hooking up with somebody at all, like there was, I mean, this was my final lesson, but this was definitely one. I went outside of that where we used to always go, the Cherry Hill Rascals. We used to always go down there and dominate.
Fat little rascals.
It was in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It was in a Crown Plaza hotel lobby.
The gig has sort of sold you. This is so funny because we were all just so broke and fat and gross at the time. We're always like, dude, it's in a hotel. Easy to get pussy back to the room. We almost never, never got pussy back
did
to the room.
Thing that was
once
so
in a blue, you'd get a fucking real slob. But
this one.
I would sit in the lobby and I'd be like, all right, Jay, you go back to the room. I'm going to hunt women for us.
Like a dog. Yeah, literally like a fucking salivating dog.
I was listening to see if there was people like partying.
Oh, I would walk up and down the hallways trying to listen for girls in their rooms, and then not have. I didn't think about the plan. I didn't think about the plan beyond that.
He was the fucking Montana of the Kornberg killer.
It's like, it's like a cheerleading tournament. Yeah. To be fair,
bash their heads in with crowbars or something.
To be fair, I would stay in the room because that's not my style. However, I was sitting there going like, boy, I hope Lewis finds a room.
What will he bring me tonight?
But I went outside of that hotel.
It worked like three times ever.
Really? Yeah. I'm surprised it worked three times ever.
I went outside to meet people after my show at this place and there was a girl who, right before I did comedy or in the beginning of doing it, I worked with that like a satellite television billing company. And she brought a bunch of people, and I said, I made a joke, but like, it was a joke, but one of those like feelers you're putting out. I was like, oh man, I go, I just had that great show, and now, like, no one's gonna suck my dick even or something. And this girl, it was something so blatant.
It would have worked on me.
But this girl goes, one of the girls in this girl I worked with's group, went, I'm here. She was, this is a long time ago, but she was the same width, shoulders to feet. And not like, obese or fat, really.
Just like
fat for sure, but not like obese. She was just
square,
an awful body.
Like a it was human chode. Like,
an H.
A human
She was
chode.
A human H.
Absolutely. Just
uppercase.
And her face, I was not attracted to her face, but this is a time again where you were like, well, I need some sort of reward for what I've done. So... This girl goes back, but this is the worst feeling. This is a bit of a lesson learned. I bring her up to the room, and she blows. She gets naked, and she's wearing a Tommy Hilfiger dress. It's just like a tube.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so bad. Unflattering. And she's got butt naked, and she's playing with her pussy while I'm standing at the edge of the bed, and she blew me until I finished. And as soon as I finished, it all just snapped back. Reality just snapped back. And what's the saddest thing in the world is telling someone you're done while she hasn't come or anything yet.
Yeah.
I just cranked her nip a little bit maybe, but she was still trying to do like the like sensual.
Oh no!
Like, yeah. And I was like, hey, I think I gotta go to the diner with my friends.
Yeah, I gotta leave now.
And that was like definitely a lesson learned where I'm like, don't bury yourself in a situation that you have no interest. It's like just because you're like something's gonna happen.
I just think there's so much merit in like finding my buddy Krause, he's a good friend. He's a union electrician. He's a great guy, and he finally fucked his like hot chick, like a good looking girl, and he bagged this girl. And her friend was a fucking, she was as big as all three of you, and I mean it. I mean it. I'm not playing games.
Wait,
and
you had
I,
to wingman for the Legion of Skanks?
Yeah. She was all wow. Yeah. She was
that's
you know
tall order.
I'm like 6'3", 258. She was 5'11". 311.
Whoa.
She was a big one. So like a big old hunky, like a big big bear. We used to call her Big Bear.
To me, you're describing a fair fight.
Fair fight. Right. So, I whooped her ass. So my buddy's like, and I'm watching my buddy, like the smile on his face, like just ear to ear. And this story is way better than me conquering a hot piece of ass, like any of us, you know. And he goes upstairs, and I remember like we were making out on my couch, and she like straddled me in her con. She got watching a fat girl get confident. It's so wonderful.
I
feel like true Disney music is its impetus of Disney music is like from like when a fat girl gets her confidence and straddles like
Ursula
a Dave
going
Smith
across
type.
The ocean.
Yeah, like dun, 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 and she goes, I'm gonna be confident enough to open my legs and crawl on top of you on a couch. And then I remember picking her up, just like demonstrating strength, and I was like,
I will show you my value.
She's like a trap bar.
And I threw her onto the other couch. It was like a couch to a love seat. And when I threw her on the other couch, it sounded like I threw a fucking engine block. It was like, bop, boom! Like, the legs blew off the couch. It was like, and she was like, ha! I was like laughing at it with her. But there's so much more. I guess just nines get too much credit in this.
Dude, back in the day, I mean, me and Jay, Dave was never that guy.
I was going to just say that. I was like, Dave didn't really,
Jay
like,
were like
more
guys,
discerning than us.
I bet. Just being discerning, like, I was basically a sex addict. So really, there was, if I was just horny, I was like, I was just down for whoever.
Right.
And I, especially when I was like selling comedy club tickets back in the day, I would I would just play the numbers, and I would just ask every girl that I talked to if she wanted to make out.
This is not rare, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I know, and I'm kind of like,
this is very
common. Numb to the idea. It's like, I don't say I regret doing it. Like, some of them are funny stories. Some of them are fun.
Way more fun.
Some of them were cool people. Some of them were awkward, funny things that happened.
Like, I'll bet you.
But I mean, I really like. Did things that I was like, as I'm walking back to the room, you're just like, I don't even want to do this, but I need some sort of reaction from something.
I fucked a club promoter once who had like a blue.
Ew!
I know.
After all those.
Don't say it's your lowest. Like, don't say that. He wasn't that bad in bed.
After all the stories,
they were good looking guys in bed.
I didn't want to have sex with him. He had a blue bubble vest and a hat, like a trucker hat that matched it. And it was just like the last like of the movie. It was like the last of us. We were the only two people left. And we looked at each other and he's like, you want to? I was like, all right, I guess. I bring him back to my place. I shared a room. This is college. So like my roommate's in the other bed and he's trying to fuck and I was like, I don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to have sex with you. And he goes, fine, can I just jerk off on your stomach? And
been there.
Like,
been there.
Oh.
Been there this week.
Oh. I think I like grabbed his
then
trucker
hat. Then you squirted as hard as you could.
Wiped it off me and my friend's like, oh, hey, are you
by
okay?
By the way, I love how fucking when chicks tell stories, they always yada yada past their part in it.
What?
She goes, right. He was like, oh, can I jerk off on your stomach? And I was like,
you blew him.
So then anyway, then I wiped it off my stomach.
There were 3 minutes of head somewhere in there.
In the middle there. In the middle there was you going, sure.
No, you were just
sitting there.
Well, because you don't want to get raped.
Yeah.
So at this point, you're like, just get it out of him.
Yes. Get the demon seed out.
Just gave the trapdoor way
through. Some gals will just fuck you because they think you're going to rape them.
Sure. Well, is that what it is?
We've been there.
It's fair enough.
How many times are you going to incriminate yourself on podcasts?
Really?
It's crazy.
No, that's what I was going to say.
Sometimes these gals will just give it up because you're like, you know what? This is easier than fighting.
I'll tell you what. Like, again, to me,
remember Lewis and I had sex after his eye surgery?
Oh yeah, dude.
I had a stye
removed from my eye.
I said no. I was like, we are not having sex.
Then I fucking, as I'm fucking her from behind, my eye just like whatever the blood pressure started coming up. So my eye just burst. I'm just bleeding on her ass from my eye.
Cool. Kind of cool.
Okay,
sounds kind of cool.
When I told the story back in the day on the podcast, you started doing an impression of the devil. Christ.
Satan, pluribus so unum.
The movie The Cell's going on.
I remember seeing, I don't know where we were, but that night, whenever that happened, I remember just being like at a comedy club or something, and you two coming in and being.
I have
like,
an eye patch and sunglasses on.
They come in, Louis has an eye patch, and I was like, hey, what's up, guys? And Karen just came up to me and she went, his eye burst on me while we were having sex. I was like, ah!
He
screamed like, for you.
She was, ah!
she was still processing this, and she just brought. She
like,
brought
is there blood
me,
on my shirt?
Like in the hello, oh, she
best
brought that information to me.
It's one of the better stories of sex you have. Yeah. Is these terrible things that happen to you? Yes. I mean, they're not. It wasn't the nine. What about the nine with the abs that you fucked? Big deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're not as interesting stories. No.
Yeah, they lay there.
It's all about eye pus.
Yeah.
You want a good fucking story?
Yeah.
This is during my coke days. I used to every time I did coke, I would get a sty, and eventually one just stuck. One was just like, this sty is going to be with you forever, and I had to have it surgically removed.
He was hitting on all the nurses, too, so he could barely see. They're all ugly. He's like, come here.
I really give the energy of an uncle that fucking smacks a waitress on the ass.
Yeah.
A sponge bath.
Let's do plugs right quick. We haven't touched any of these notes, which has been a fun show so far. We're just fucking riffing and having fun. Karen, what are you plugging?
Hey, real quick, can I say whoever did the sheets? Why don't you learn how to spell my daughter's name?
It's with a Z because he's cool.
That Isabella was a rapper in the 90s?
Story Wars.
Also, I
will Isabella.
Can I say something? Seeing it spelled with an S. It is Coor with a Z.
I think it's a prettier name with an S.
Oh, well, if you now Coor nicknames with a Z too. Izzy, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right.
It's great.
He's a rock star.
James is a gay name. How about that? That
Feel good? I'll put a Z on the end of it.
Yeah. James.
Make it cool. I'll make it cool. Yeah.
James G-Mike. With three snacks.
G-Mike, do we have plug music or no?
I'm going to start calling him that.
What?
James.
I don't hear it. All right.
Karen?
Check out my special on OFTV. It's called Don't Serve Me. It premiered April 25th. Check it out. I will be at Hilarities in Cleveland on June 8th and Comedy Comet in Cincinnati the following weekend.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Rochefort.
Check out MDE.TV for the newest release of our famed TV show that got absolutely thrown off the air. the second season, which we've spent $2.6 million on, is dropping in 3 weeks.
I'm excited. I'm going to go to the premiere in Austin.
It is. That's going to be exciting. We have a premiere in Austin premiere. By the time this comes out, I don't know when it's coming out.
It's coming out Monday.
Oh, oops. Oh, well, a little leak. Premiere in Austin. That's okay. Whoops. Who cares? Premiere in Austin on Austin, New York, and Los Angeles tentatively. But we're excited about it. And then Scuffed Realtor every Tuesday night live on YouTube at Sam and Nick's Perfect Clips.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say, grab your Skankfest tickets. We have very few tickets left. All access passes. A bigger venue than we've ever done. We broke records on the day of sales. Just a handful of tickets left. Saturday is almost sold out as well. So grab your Skankfest tickets. Don't be out in the cold and not be able to come for the entire weekend. Go to skankfest.com. Shout out to Yo Kratom for making it possible.
Hell yeah. We'll do your plugs, Lewis.
Oh, sure. All right. Come see me on the road. Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado this weekend. No, I'm sorry. This comes out after that. Fort Myers, Florida, coming up this upcoming weekend, May 16th and 17th. I'll be in San Antonio, Texas on May 22nd. Fort Worth on May 23rd. Dallas on May 24th. And then I'm going to Europe, me and Scott Chaplin. It's going to be a goddamn blast. Amsterdam, Glasgow, Dublin, Manchester, London. And then in June, I got Boston, Massachusetts coming up. And this is all leading up to my next special taping, which is going to be in Tampa, Florida, July 12th. That whole weekend, I'm there with Zach Amico. Robert Kelly's directing the specials. I'm sure he's going to jump on some shows. So get those tickets for the whole weekend. The specials are just about sold out, but you can come and watch the other shows as well. And yeah, check out all the podcasts that I do. Story Wars, The Regs, my solo podcast, The Lewis Journal podcast, available just for subscribers on my mailing list. And yeah, thank you guys for being here. Oh, subscribe to Gas Digital. Get the bonus show Friday night hang, and the uncensored ad-free version to this show. G Mike, keep the music going. What is your problem?
You son of a bitch.
G Mike, I'd like to do my plugs in silence.
Acapella plugs?
Like, yeah.
Acapella plugs. Guys, this weekend I'll be at the Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin for the first time. I've never been there. Jay tells me it's great.
It's great.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then I'll be back at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City. Comedy Works in Denver. Hilarities in Cleveland. Tacoma, Spokane, Detroit House of Comedy, and Tampa Side Splitters. ComicDaveSmith.com for all those ticket links. And partoftheproblem.com to support my other podcast. And that's all.
Jay?
BigJayComedy.com for all my dates this weekend, everybody. Cincinnati, Ohio. Liberty, Ohio. Funny Bone. Come check it out. Josh Adam Myers is going to be out there with me on a rare Josh Adam Myers featuring appearance. After that, Levittown, New York. Long Island Governors. San Diego, California. American Comedy Company. Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm all over the fucking place. Big Jay Oakerson's Peter North American tour coming on a city near you. If you get it, you get it. Ooh, what's that? Appleton, Wisconsin, New Brunswick, New Jersey. No, I'm not going to eat it in here.
No. You goofy fucking asshole.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Someone's fucking up. Are you fucking up? Are you fucking up?
What a lunatic.
Yes. Clown. Get him. That was a roast funny his thing. Ass out.
What's happened is I held up my cup to him like I want another drink, and he just brought Jay's meal.
Right to go.
Like that would be.
It's not that easy to be an intern at a comedy podcast. You fucking idiot. Time to learn. It's time to learn.
Where's Jake tonight? Fucking the
hey Lewis, he won. He doesn't have to show up.
Oh, Jake said he couldn't make it because it's his birthday.
Are you kidding?
Nice.
Oh.
Hey, happy birthday.
I don't care that he won. I don't care that he won, and I really mean this. Whatever.
He won.
It's I don't crazy. Care.
Men Lewis, celebrating their birthday care. Is
Lewis. He played fair and
gay
square.
As watching it's 10 guys suck crazy. Each other's dicks in a park.
I'm not doing it.
Unfortunately, we put the some of the decisions in the hands of what I can only describe as a guy who is at death's door, being kept alive exclusively.
ECW
by some sort of
Sabu
medication.
Didn't care at all. He was like, "Yeah, the first one." He goes, I was like, "No, what are you doing?"
He goes, "God, good." Joy Yang. I don't know what the fuck she smoked, but it was something mystic because she was in the fucking. Stratus. She was Gonski, and they voted for Jake on a thing that Josh clearly won.
Poor Josh. And now Josh, Josh is here, though, which is incredible.
And now Josh is here looking like a goddamn fool, bringing in fucking cheesesteaks in the middle of the show.
Making Jake.
He looks like a part of the Jackson 5, kind of.
He really does. He looks like a draw.
I like racist girls, too.
Yeah. You, you little, do. You know, Josh, you have a real...
That was I was bound to let you go.
That was probably one of our it was a great episode. Thank you, brother.
Josh, can you need some water, please?
It was a great episode. It's a bourbon. You want one?
Yes.
Can we get a can we
is
get
there a soda I can get?
Do you see the redness of my nose? Clearly I do.
If anyone can give me a Diet Coke, I would love it. A Coke Zero or a Diet Coke would be
lovely. I don't
think
there's any Coke Zero or Diet Coke here. They're gonna have to go out and get it.
Fucking Jake.
Jake's a piece of shit. No, he's pissing
me the fuck off. I'm not going to have a Diet Coke because of fucking Jake.
I thought we liked Jake.
Jake's great.
I like Jake, but he doesn't want to work.
And now I'm sitting here with my thumb up my ass with no goddamn Diet Coke or Coke Zero. I guess I go fuck myself.
Yeah, it's not men shouldn't have birthdays.
It's the most homosexual thing of all things. Guys celebrating their birthdays.
It's
gayer than eating cum in front of your family. Like it's so gay.
Over 12.
It's on 12.
12's your last one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like
I had a post about this and I got it's the dumbest thing ever. But I like posted something on Twitter about like how that like I just go holidays shouldn't be for men. Yeah. There shouldn't be a father. Holidays are for women and children. And
this
David,
is some libertarian right wing Christian.
Hunt and feed and protect.
Right on,
bro. You know you feel me. Here, bro.
I feel you.
This is good.
What are you saying, brother?
This is good.
Let me just take my hat off for this. Right on, brother. Go on.
This is good common sense. Now, if the common sense answer happens to be right wing libertarian, I can't help that. Okay,
but it's not our fault. I'm sorry. That is 65% of the population. My fault.
This was the one, Lewis. If you remember, this is where David Cross flipped out on me. For the David Cross on Twitter. It was after we had that like debate thing or whatever.
Oh yeah.
But it was I just posted a thing. I just thought it was like a funny joke. Like I was just kind of like, what's up with Father's Day? Like men don't need holidays. That's shit's for chicks and kids or something. I don't know how I said.
Yeah.
And then David Cross like quote tweeted me and he goes, "Look at the insecure man who has to project his masculine." All right, he made some good points. But I'm just saying,
strong point.
It was weird that he got.
You
so
should
upset
be able to
that.
Have sex all Saturday and smoke weed without your children. Shut the fuck up, dude.
David Cross, you little bitch.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't know that, Dave. If I did know that, you know, I would have responded directly to David Cross with a
dude,
threat
my
of
favorite,
violence.
Yeah. My favorite
get
threat
him,
of
Lewis.
Violence, dude. My favorite thing about Twitter is that I get in political fights on Twitter, and then anyone who crosses the line talking shit to me. Lewis just replies and goes, "Fight me right now, pussy."
I love that. I see it. I see it every now and then. I fucking hate Twitter, and I'll see it. I'll be like, "Yo, Lewis is mad funny."
Lewis is the best thing on Twitter.
Literally. I'm going to cross paths with you. Dude, like, shit like
there's
that.
No,
I saw one. I was like,
there's
yo.
No follow that will ever be as good a follow as Lewis. He will, you'll get like some inspirational quotes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get content. He'll post like his comedy, his podcast stuff.
Just wait for him
he'll
to take
fight,
a flight.
He'll threaten to fight people.
Yes.
If he's on an airplane.
But then if a girl crosses that she's hot, if it's like some hot fucking bitch being like, yeah, fuck you.
I
you
already
have no
got
problem.
One.
Then I'm like,
you
I
know
really
it's
do.
For me, man.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry.
I'll be snap, like, into, snap into the mode, my man. It's just you're going to figure this out. I want you to snap into gear.
Seltzer.
He wants like, a Diet Coke.
He's going to be a king when we leave
young
here tonight.
Lionel Richie.
I'm going to make you a king.
If it's a hot girl that disagrees with Dave, I'll just agree with her.
He does look like he looks like the clay statue of Lionel Richie that the girl, the blind girl made in the video for Hello.
Is it me or...
I'm just wondering if they could possibly figure out...
How do you know that at 21?
Jay's one... All right, come on. She's 62. I'm just saying, like, let's be real. But I'm just figuring out if they know, like, Jay's dropped the... Diet Coke hint so many times. There's a store on the corner.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if anyone's going to figure out, just like, grab him a Diet Coke.
No.
Yeah, you know, if they cared. Should we talk about Dave Portnoy being pissed off at somebody at his bar? They ordered a table service.
It's ridiculous, dude.
No, the sign is so funny. Dude, they ordered a sign, or you know when you get like bottle service, they'll bring a sign, you get to say whatever you say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their sign said, fuck the Jews.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, yeah, pull it up.
Oh, yep, that is what it says.
The girl shaking the sign is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck the Jews.
She's so stupid.
Fuck the Jews.
Like dumb pig.
She's fucking Jewish.
Yeah, she has no idea.
First of all, if you order
money.
Just people that order bottle service are just fucking jerk-offs.
They're
just in
young.
General.
It's a party. I used to be a bottle service girl.
Corny
like,
Persian
well,
guys.
Also, bottle service actually Middle Eastern people.
Yes.
Yeah. Bad tippers.
The real problem here is that everyone even just kind of, it is funny.
It is.
And at like, if you hate this shit, you know, because all like Dave Portnoy is like, I'm steaming mad. And you're like, dude, you're making it more funny.
Yeah, you're funny.
You're just making it more funny.
As like, he's trying pizza at another pizzeria, you fucking dumb jerk off.
Yeah.
It's like,
pear-shaped pussy.
Well, it's layers. It's a little more layered than that.
I don't think it is. I just think it's literally as simple as this. Is that it's like the people who are like, everyone thinks it's so funny to say nigger and faggot on Twitter. You're like, okay, listen, all you have to do is stop doing that, and then eventually it'll stop being funny.
Right.
But
right.
if you keep doing that, then it's still the funniest thing ever.
And
to
also,
do.
He, yeah. like they were literally just kidding.
It's yeah. isn't that it though? No. All right, you're moving away from
I'm
that.
Joking, I'm joking.
But you know what I mean?
Like, I thought
it's
the
like,
chair
you gotta,
would move
you,
funnier so I could slide
no, it's,
slowly
it's
over
the,
a little
it's
bit.
The joke,
but it's like you have
not
to stop.
Up
but he's waving flags at the UFC events. Like, he's becoming hyper Jew at the UFC events.
Yeah, I know.
He all of a sudden out of nowhere. Like, listen, if you don't want the SEC to investigate.
I thought it was Italian.
What you want? You ready for this?
Please.
Let's. I'm gonna propose a theory. The Penn Gaming buyout. The Penn Gaming buyout of Barstool Sports. If you guys gas digital, would you buy Scuffed Realtor?
Would we buy Scuffed?
Yeah,
we couldn't afford
Scuffed
it.
Realtor does. Let's say it does. I'm just throwing out numbers. Scuffed Realtor does $70,000 a month.
I'll give you $3,000.
No. You didn't. You paid $11 million for it.
Right.
Right.
I'm gonna have to call my guy.
You guys are owners of Gas Digital, right?
Well, I am.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying, you buy this shit.
Yeah.
Penn Gaming bought Barstool for $160 million. And then 16 months later, they bought it back for $1.
A dollar, yeah.
That is crazy.
What was the board of trustees thinking when they made the initial investment? What was the analytics? What did that look like? Because I buy shit all the time. What the fuck did you guys see where you were like this? Oh, it's not worth any money? And then all of a sudden, this guy gets to brag for 3 years about how smart he is. And then he's like, Israel's the coolest.
All right. So they were like, listen, we will.
And you don't expect me to shave my head?
Oh, shit.
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, what I looked up. Look up the board of trustees for Penn Gaming.
I've heard
it's
this before.
Brutal.
But what was the plan there? They go, listen, you do this. But when a boy holds up, fuck the Jews. You
flip
go
out.
On a tirade.
Well,
flip
like,
out,
they're young,
Dave.
Well, here's what
go,
happened,
Dave,
right?
go.
So they're young, you know, 22-year-olds or whatever. And they're obviously idiots, but they're just trying to be funny. Obviously, it's not like they're not fucking actually like. So then he starts flipping out. He puts out a video where he's like, you know, I'm mad. I'm fucking angry. But then he decides in the video, he's like, but you know what? I want to.
No. That's a separate video. He put out one video where he's like, I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm gonna fucking kill him. Then he comes out with the second video and he goes, look, I was mad. And
this
then,
is this is the teaching.
I never got to make my comment about the actual action of it. Where I'm
please.
Saying about
ahead,
the
Jay.
About the idea.
You know what, Jay? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jay. Jay's Jew.
You're a Jew. He's a Jew. He has a
no,
right.
Go ahead. Because when you Jay. Said when you said inarguably it's funny. Anyway, my mindset of seeing something like that immediately, I would think it's funny. It's coming from a funny place. I have no idea who did it. Like you said, we're talking about who's getting bottle service. If it is guys that are like trying to be fucking cunts about it, it sucks because. It's still funny, but like their reasons are nefarious.
Persian edgelords. It's Persian edgelords is what it is.
Yeah.
Let's be totally honest with what it is.
It's
Lamborghini driving Persian edgelords.
Let's just fucking call it whatever.
Let's be honest. Like, yo, bro, like you know the Jews are fucking crazy, bro. My cousin is Lamborghini. My cousin has Lamborghini.
Funny.
Yeah, you fucking. Wow, you are a pretty girl. You come to my country, I make your mouth into a toilet.
Fuck the Jews, right?
Yeah. Fuck the Jews, right?
Hey, look at my bottle service coming.
I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding.
Yeah. What is Jewish vodka we can order?
You are like Tara Reid. Right? You are just like Tara Reid.
Which are what Persian guys
like. Like putting it on a bottle service sign itself, it makes it funny.
It's funny.
For sure.
It's unquestionably funny.
Well, the thing is,
but if the meaning behind it though was not to be funny, just to be like, yo, fuck.
I don't think
that. The girl going like this.
And no, you're right.
And then two girls have to hold fucking sparklers.
It's like, come on.
Here's the thing, dude.
It's the Dave Chappelle. Why are they laughing?
Here's the thing. No one knows for 100% certainty like what their motivation was. It seems overwhelmingly like it was, this is going to be funny. And then what happens is that you go, okay, so this went from this is going to be funny to now a dynamic none of us had when we were young, where, okay, now this is all over social media. It's a sensation. And now your choice is, okay, you can either say, I was just doing this to be funny, or you could ride that wave and get fucking probably $500,000 donated to your GoFundMe,
right. Mm-hmm.
And then be the most famous fuck the Jews person ever. And so we've created this fucking incentive structure.
That was my goal when I was younger, to be the most famous fuck the Jews person.
There is a swastika in every bathroom in this country carved into a door.
I doodle swastikas nonstop.
I used to put them in ketchup on the... you ever put them in ketchup on your breakfast plate to get a reaction from the waitress?
Buddy, you're going to win Race of the Year at this year's Adolphs.
He's not in on it.
No, I just naturally doodle swastikas, little 3D boxes, a cross that's on fire.
That's a Saturnian box that you're drawing.
Giant drawing of me.
Mecca.
And then a giant drawing of me with a goatee.
And then, also a Jewish star.
Okay. Right.
A Jewish star, and a swastika, both very funny.
I like a swastika with a circle around, like it's like a hood ornament.
Pretty
I
basic
like
shape.
That's like, is that Kanye's fucking necklace?
It's old school funny guy edgelord 101.
Yes.
Like, we're having fun.
We grew up at a time where this was what you do in the bathroom on the wall. You just draw swastikas. You write fuck the Jews.
Sorry.
And then there's a little arrow that says fuck you, nigger. And then you circle that, be like, your mom's. And then
that guy sucks dick. This guy's phone number is 531.
Come on. Where
and on and on and on.
But we don't want to pretend, you know. And then we're.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, so that bathroom stall, which was sort of the internet of our growing up. Has turned into an actual public space where you don't know who's kidding, you don't know who's trying to be funny.
Isn't it crazy also that, like, you know, when you if you have something like this, if you're in you're in a bar that happens to be the bar that's owned by Barstool Sports or whatever, and you have this moment where you were like, ha, I'll do the fuck the Jews, and now you have a moment where you're like, this is probably my best chance in life to capitalize on this moment and become a millionaire. Like, whatever it could be, you're now that guy.
Are they doing that, though?
Yes! The dude who one of the guys who was accused was on, one of the, you know, I hate the Jews shows, one of the big ones.
Oh, it's like the trad wife who said the N-word, who now that's her whole entire identity.
Who I think was just on Piers Morgan.
She's like, she follows me and DMs
tan
me on
mom,
Twitter.
Tan mom.
Really?
Yeah. There was a moment where I was like, I could fuck this chick.
Who?
You could.
The trad wife chick?
I can fuck this chick. She's going to call me the N-word.
And that's going to make me come.
She's probably going to call me the N-word. Oh, that's
I didn't realize that it was on because what Dave
I don't
Portnoy
know
did
I'm,
was...
I don't know if I'm even talking about the right guy, by
what
the way.
What Dave Portnoy did was
comment.
He... or. Yeah, she was just on Piers Morgan. Yes.
Is that
and
the
he
same
called
one?
Her a racist. Yes, that's a girl.
Just so funny. But I just brought on the woman who's known for.
Why are you a jerk?
Why?
Why are you a fucking asshole?
I'm trying to stay away.
You're doing a great job.
I'll take a Diet Coke too. Get him a regular Diet Coke. Caffeine Free is crazy.
All right. It was the only one I saw. But
no, they have regulars. Get cans if necessary.
Coke Zeros. Coke Zeros.
Coke Zeros also fine. I'll take one.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. Use your own money.
Don't use your own money.
No, but Dave Portnoy, what he's doing now is he offered to send these kids to
Auschwitz.
Yeah, to Auschwitz. Well, he said it was in Germany, but it's in Poland. So yeah. Dave Portnoy's just a retard.
He's not a bright Jew.
Yeah, he's not a bright Jew. So, he was like, I'm going to use it as a teaching moment. He's eating fucking pizza. He's like, I'm going to fucking send these kids to Auschwitz. They're going to learn.
These kids eat fucking Barstools. By the way,
boom, boom, boom. I get all these guys confused.
Yeah. It's so funny. I know Kevin, And I love him. I think he's great. And I don't know anything. Dave Portnoy is such a big figure. I don't understand anything about Barstool. I don't understand.
I think he's actually a pretty cool guy. I don't really know much about him.
He was so good during COVID. He helped so many businesses.
And he's donating a lot of money to businesses.
I think he's a good dude.
Yeah.
That's my impression.
But this is hand jobby.
Well, it's when somebody gets too much money, too much power. What's going on right now? They take themselves too seriously.
There's a thing going on with the Jews right now. They really feel like they're going to be extra Jewy.
Who told you?
Something's going on. Rappaport, like all
it's
these
crazy.
Guys.
I haven't noticed.
All these fucking Jews are getting super, like, Jewier than they've ever been before.
Because they're winning.
I had no idea that Porter was even a Jew. I thought it was a guy who tasted pizza and donated money to businesses. Yeah. I was like, this guy rules.
But now people are pulling up old clips of him because he used to get, like, sexual harassment stuff, too. He's like,
Portnoystein.
What did he do? What did he do specifically?
I don't know. I think it was bullshit.
I think he got, like, they tried to Me Too him.
They tried to Me Too him, but, like, the chick was like, no, I like ball gags. I liked when he hit me. You guys are weird. But there is a video where there was an interview where he said, like, if you're ugly, you deserve to be raped. Like, he tweeted that.
All right. I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah. And the lady interviewed him.
What did he get wrong?
And he was like, yeah, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't be that guy and this guy, too.
Yeah. It's a very weird thing. And it, imagine, like, the guy who was that guy now being like not about Jews.
Right.
You're like, could you do anything worse to make everyone go, wow, even the guy who's that guy.
This ain't it, my guy.
Not about this. Like, right. It's like, it's such a weird thing where you're like creating so much of the shit.
Yeah.
But if you pose as the guy who goes, like, if all three of us, just at one point, someone said a word on the podcast and we went, dude, you're not allowed to say that word.
Let's say it.
That would... All right, we will. Everyone would kind of go like, Jesus, what was that word? I got to learn more about that word. Because even the guys who like say all the fucked up words.
Everybody likes the bottom. It's the taboo.
You're driving people into that shit.
It's the ultimate taboo. It's just like who doesn't like it? Like, swastika used to be just so impactful. It's called the whirling log. It's a fantastic 1,000-year-old symbol. It's been woven into native fabrics for thousands of years.
But it would have made a better statement.
Dude, I love people that defend the swastika.
It's a good-looking symbol. It looks like the Windows symbol with a few panes missing.
G-Mike, see if you can look this up. I always thought it was interesting. When I would drive on the highway 76 in Philadelphia, there's a building, as you drive by it, you see the top of some, like, very old buildings, and there's one in stone where in brick, just forever, is a swastika.
It's a whirling log.
In brick.
It means peace.
Maybe.
No, it is. It
means peace, Jews.
Yeah, no.
Philadelphia building swastika.
No, it means in 2,000 years we're gonna own your ass. No, I was kidding. No, it's a thing. It's like in like a 150-year-old rugs and stuff.
Can you say this exact same thing with a German accent?
I've gave them thousands of options. I've sent letters to France. I've told them to pull the women and children. No.
We have a video of Dave Portnoy losing his shit.
And his $250 million trash ass in the Nantucket house. 26 million.
I have a video of him responding to originally and then him saying he's going to send the people to Auschwitz.
Which, by the way, hold on. But just even as you said that, isn't it a hilarious threat to go, I'm going to send you to Auschwitz?
Yes.
Even when we know what they mean.
They show up to Auschwitz, they have the sign again.
This is like ice cream.
Dude, we're going to train you there.
The irony is incredible. And I know it's a museum now or whatever, but to just ever, like, someone fucks up and you go, you know what the punishment is? We're going to send you to Auschwitz.
To work?
To go work the tennis courts? To go, you're going to be a lifeguard at the pools?
You've won an all-included vacation. I mean, Auschwitz.
Play this quote. I feel like we already discussed what...
So I'm getting ready to go to the Met Gala. And all of a sudden, my phone's fucking blowing up.
Is that the Met Gala?
Our bar in Philadelphia, Barstool Sampson Street, usually a great fucking bar. You know, bottle service, people buy drinks.
Is that by Helium?
You get a sign. There was a sign yesterday that said, fuck the Jews. I've been shaking. I've been so fucking mad.
What a Jewy response.
I instantly got on. This is why the American president is late, because I was so...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Make it my life fucking mission to ruin these people.
If this is your house, you should not let this stuff bother you.
Yeah.
And
also, just, but it's also him just fucking.
Also, they paid for the bottle. They paid for.
You know what?
Sign.
Thank you. We don't need a watch.
It's fine. We got it.
Anymore.
We got it.
But I got it. This was my Twitter controversy of today. Was that I said on my last podcast? I was just like, look, if someone holds up a sign like that, there's one thing. I think maybe there's an argument that if you're like a Jewish guy or you're offended by that, fucking go fucking fight that guy tonight. But don't go what Portnoy goes, I think I should ruin these guys' lives. Ruin. Like, don't ruin someone's life. You know, like
You're using your power for fucking, especially because they're kids. They're 22-year-old kids.
Yeah, you're literally selling Braun hair clippers.
What? Yeah. Like, I don't know. If someone goes to any, whatever your thing, if someone's like, fuck Irish people, fuck Jewish people, fuck black people, and someone goes to them and goes, hey, why don't you walk outside and tell me to fuck Jewish people right now at a bar? Just the time I'm from, it seems to me to be like, that's the correct response. But to go, I'm going to make it so that you can never get a job again. Yeah. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. That's insane.
Josh, is his name Jason?
Yeah.
It is. Damn it. You're learning.
Is my name Hunter, you cocksucker?
You are a Hunter.
He's learning.
Pussy Hunter.
Hell yeah.
You're getting better. My red.
I think that kid also, like, because Portnoy posted a video of that kid. He, like, dumped water on a sleeping homeless person, too.
That's funny, though.
He was waking
him up. This guy's across the board hilarious.
I mean, just reminding him of
this guy. So this guy can't turn it off.
He's like a prankster. I mean, holy shit. He should have a TV show.
This guy's going through all this shit. He still can't turn it off.
You're telling me this guy's the funniest guy alive?
He probably should hire him.
Somebody kill this guy before he takes my spot.
You're telling me he made Delirious and Raw? All right, fine.
Real quick, we should talk about this because this is such a big story, and it's sort of in the same vein, I guess. There's a Minnesotan woman who went viral after allegedly calling an autistic black child the N-word. First of all, they didn't have to. They include autistic because they want every buzzword in a story possible.
Well, Beyonce has autistic kids now, so it's like cool to have one.
No, it's cool to be autistic
Lewis,
in general.
Yeah. She called an autistic transgender child the N-word.
So, is there a video of her calling the child the N-word?
No,
I didn't watch any of the videos.
I believe there's a video of her right after it, and the guy's going, "You just called that kid the N-word," and she's like, kind of like,
"Suck a dick and die."
Yeah, like she's not denying.
Can I see it? Can I see the video? I haven't seen the video at all.
It seems like the calling of the N-word incited the recording of the video.
Right.
Let's make her famous.
This is psychological. This is military.
Her name is Shiloh Hendricks, Rochester, Minnesota.
Call him a nigger, the child.
The fuck you talking
did you
about?
Call the child the nigger word?
It's none of your fucking business.
It is my own business. You call him a nigger? Okay, why don't you have the
book? She clearly did.
She meant to say ooga booga, but she said it all wrong.
If she has nothing else, I'm not timing. Being timing is my point.
Nigger. All right, that's what you say.
I wish the baby said it.
Well, she did. I mean, she didn't allegedly.
She should have Otto and George, though. She just made it.
Fucking kid, you dick, you dumbass.
That little kid, you call him a nigger?
Yeah.
The little child?
What, if he acts like one, he's gonna...
Are you about to hit him? You chase him here?
No, it's not allegedly. She's admitting
my
it.
My son, stop.
So that gives you the right to call the child, 5-year-old, a nigger, the N-word.
Oh, he said it. Now he's in trouble, right?
Hold on, I want to hear this. Rewind it for a second.
That's what he's gonna act like.
This is the right to call the child 5-year-old a nigger, the N-word.
If that's what he's gonna act like.
That's what you're gonna call him.
That's what he's gonna act like.
She's pointed out.
You know, that's a hate speech. And you can be recorded for that.
Oh, that's nice.
Shit.
Military action?
Okay, we'll see about that, what the internet has to say about you.
She makes a legion of skanks.
Skank can't see a skank fest. November.
I was over here trying to buy my skank fest tickets and they're this fucking...
But the kid was 5 years old and he was picking on her baby, essentially?
I don't even know.
Sounds like something...
She said something about he took his stuff, but like
I think he took a toy from her
kids
kid.
Being little
yeah.
kids.
Yeah. She's like, just like my Amazon packages off my front
but
door.
But now what happened is, so she now, now so
she made money.
Yeah, so they started like coming after her on the internet, and then racists were like, well, we're just going to create a GoFundMe for her.
Shut up, dude, really?
I swear to you. Yeah,
this is early election poll militarization of racism.
How much has she made at this point
right
now?
The last I had heard was over 500,000.
She's,
you know
she's
about this?
Made...
Good.
$749,000.
She's pretty toy.
Shit, dude.
She's pretty toy. But and the funniest part of this all is every donation. So you know how they do? They'll do what do they call it? A waterfall of N words. Would it be on like YouTube? And somebody will write N, then the next person writes I.
Yeah.
So they did donations. So the first guy donated like $4,000. Then the next guy donated $3,999.
No.
And then all the comments is just N.
No, they didn't.
What do they call it? A waterfall.
Waterfall.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in that case, yeah, she earned every penny.
That's
$12,000 N-word joke.
Now, can I say something?
$12,000 N-word waterfall.
Sorry. Now, I will say in our notes here, the final thing says, would you yell the N-word at a black child for $1 million? And the answer is absolutely yes, I would.
$1 million.
Couldn't do it anymore. It's only $750.
That's a very easy. No, I'm saying, if you were guaranteed to get $1 million. Absolutely.
You hire lawyers, you say I swear, that you have Tourette's or whatever.
Well, there's no lawyers
I
for what?
I swear to God, I'll spend $200,000 helping that black kid.
Well, hold on, would you do it on camera?
You split it with him?
Because this is like, I'm sorry.
I would take all the obvious. Hey, yo. You can't explain why this is happening. You have to live
it. You can explain it, but the internet's not going to care. All right, so you, as a celebrity.
Yeah.
You yelling the N-word at a black kid, that video goes out. You can explain it all you want later on a podcast. Yes.
It's right on brand.
Can I afterwards speak to their parents? Can I compensate them?
You can say whatever you want. There's no limitations on the words you can say.
Let me tell you something.
It would ruin your career.
No, but you go to the parents.
I'd go see your show. You'd probably have more people at your show ever than ever.
By the way,
I'd bring five friends.
I don't think it would ruin my career.
I think it would. I would bolster it. But you're never going to get a million after the shooting.
It would bolster it with the worst people on earth.
No. People,
I wouldn't.
There's people get
very good people on both sides.
You give me there's too much leeway here. If I had to sit,
no, that was the black kid's name, Leeway. Leeway Johnson. get off that slide.
Leeway.
Stop kicking mulch at the 1 year old. Stop being five. I have a 5 year old. If she kicked my mulch at a 1 year old, I would put her in a special school.
If I had to sit, you know,
I might call my daughter an N word if she did that to my own other daughter.
If I had to sit in any way, no chance.
I mean, no, not sitting in it. Like, I just don't know if it's worth the headache of having a video go viral with you calling a black child the N-word.
I mean,
you make a decent amount of money.
Untaxed. That's a very good question.
Untaxed is a separate question.
What are they doing with the money? Don't you want to be the guy spending their money? Like the black kid who stabbed the white kid who got a free Escalade?
Yes.
In the house?
Yeah.
Don't you want to be the guy who sold the kid the Escalade? Yes. As a car salesman.
Yeah. So
you get the call from the black kid who stabbed him. Like, man, you ain't going to believe this. And I'm like, yep. And then, like, you're like, you want an Escalade, right? And they're like, yes. How much are you going to sell me an Escalade? Now, if you guys, anybody in the world is shopping actively for an Escalade right now, you might be. You can get $15,000 off an Escalade right now.
Why can you get $15,000 off?
They're stacking up. GM's dead. All of a sudden,
Mick knows everything about buying cars.
Except for how to
not get me stabbed with a samurai sword.
I almost did get you. I've never seen anything, buddy.
That was the craziest thing ever.
That was batshit. I've never seen anything.
Did I send
like
you the videos?
Life. Yeah, I was with you on fucking fate. I was like, this, what? What did
well,
you
Mick started arguing with the guy first. He's like, oh, fuck you, buddy. Fuck you. You're not going to do shit. And the guy's like, oh, yeah. And he started coming out with a sword.
Like, yo, you're not going to believe this. This guy's come out with a sword. That was wild. But like Escalades right now, you can steal.
If this was Fuhrer Japan, I would fucking cut you in half.
I would. He's in fucking Queens or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, chopping.
They found the guy, and he was harassed for like a week straight. And then I got a text message saying, hey, this is a lawyer from this guy. This is a cease and desist. And I was like, you can't text message cease and desist. So I just knew it was him.
Yeah.
And then I called the number and I was like, hey, what's going on? Is this a lawyer? And he was like, yeah, man, you got to be stopped doing that.
Wow.
I was
like, law school sounds different these days.
Like, you're not a lawyer. And then he's hung up on me.
Yeah, I be.
Yeah, I be. But like spending the money of these race set. I mean, $750 is a nice pocket to change. Imagine selling the house, buying the house, buying the car, buying the house. That's an exciting round of money to spend on these people. I mean, I think about it, right?
I'm just thinking about your accountant. So, like, how did you come into this large sum of money,
Louis? Well, it's not Louis that saying that I can explain everything. I believe I could explain this out of my life as a problem. Very quickly.
The only thing that I'll say is that the news cycle goes so quickly. Nobody's going to be talking about this girl at all. But it's still, I mean, she's not a celebrity.
No,
right?
But
she'll just buy a house and she'll be
on Dancing with the Stars.
She was never making $750,000.
She got a little bit lucky. She hit a video that happened to hit, that happened to go viral.
It's in Minnesota.
She got her money. But the thing is, like, you're never going to...
like you said, right now?
There'll be a new story.
Easy way, you're right. An easy way to get out of this immediately. Take 200. Take a quarter of it and go. And it's now in a fund for the kid when the kid turns 18.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
Give it a 529 account for.
If I'm giving him $250,000, I'm calling him the N-word 250,000 times.
It's fine.
You call him up, you're like, guess what it is, buddy? Happy birthday, little buddy.
A dollar N-word. Now that's a bargain.
I mean, non-fucking
stop. Send him a birthday card every year.
You're going to Notre Dame, kid.
G Mike, is there? Did we have anything back from the police department with the body cam footage for me?
No, I did get an email. It was like December 25th or whatever, and they said expect an answer by May 8th. So that's tomorrow.
We say Christmas.
Wow.
We say Christmas in this country.
But I've been updating it, and there's nothing yet.
We'll see.
The police, because I called the police, and they didn't do anything about it. So it's me just flipping out on the police, telling them that they don't do their jobs. Wow. And then there's body cam footage of me flipping out on the police outside of this car dealership. Wow. So we're going to continue this saga.
How does Tiger Woods' DUI get released tomorrow? And then, like, you know, your body cam is hidden. I always wondered about that.
Because they don't have G Mike on it.
Yeah. Well, you can get any body cam footage out there, right? It's all public domain.
Yes, there's a department that does it for you. Yeah, there's like a whole section, and you email them.
Wow.
Oh God.
Yeah,
so
I was and really
to answer the Tiger Woods thing. I think people pay for it. That's why, like, people have inside, like, reporters have inside sources and stuff.
God damn, that's the best footage of all time. Do you ever get a DUI?
No.
Really?
Sorry.
You look like you had one.
Thank you.
No, I know.
Have you had a DUI?
Yeah.
You had a DUI.
Big one. A big, nice one. 21 years old.
Big one.
My buddy's my friend got engaged to Fred Durst. Girl I knew, she got engaged to Fred Durst.
That's
hilarious. A whole bottle of red wine. I had an Escalade with 22s on. I just sold a house when I was 20. I made $50,000. I flipped a house when I was like a piece of shit.
Hell yeah.
I bought an Escalade. I put 24-inch rims on it. Memorial Day, I'm
just
driving
a fucking trash bag.
A piece of shit. I have an Escalade EXT.
Garbage.
Yeah, literally. I have a bottle of wine. I'm wearing a bathing suit and Uggs. And I'm in the middle of the woods driving home.
This could be
my
story,
crooked.
Too.
It's like the cop was pulling someone over, and then he, like, you know when the cop's, like, letting someone go, and then they get behind you?
Yeah.
And you're like, shit. And I was like, shit. And I went over the yellow. Literally, I remember I was like, shit. And then he pulled me. He was like, you drinking today? And I was like, it's Memorial Day. He's like, get out of the fucking car.
No.
Yeah. Failed miserably. I was like, listen, I'm going to fail this thing miserably. That's not even a twist. He's like, there's a bottle of red wine in your fucking cup holder.
That's a great.
I was like, yeah.
That's a great just initial response. Are you drinking? It's Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Day. I didn't want to, like, fuck
what about
them.
The troops?
Are you drinking? Is your wife sucking dick?
She is. So then I got a DUI, and then that was just an absolute
nightmare.
But I would pay $1,000 for that footage.
I'll just have you.
Oh,
with the cop.
Me negotiating with him, trying to give him like 50. I'm bribing a cop.
No.
So, oh, yeah. Come up with numbers out of nowhere. Like,
trying to give him red wine. Like, it's a Bordeaux.
That's fucking good shit. I just got that from the hill. That's so good. My friend's getting engaged to Fred Durst. You ever see it? He's so popular.
She did it all for the nookie.
Nookie. She's got good nookie, apparently.
You've never had a DUI, no?
No.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Never? But,
I just started driving 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
You know, so.
Yeah. Who has the driving record of someone with the.
I've crashed my car.
As if he's drunk driving at all
so
times.
So many fucking times. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, my Audi, I fucking
totaled. It's so embarrassing
totaled.
Talking to
the government's asking Lewis to drink and drive.
Well, no,
more.
The new car, I haven't crashed at all.
Yeah, you did park 17 inches away from the curb.
Because I would tear up my rims.
I know.
So now I've learned to park, I'm talking like 2 full feet away from the curb.
It's just some New Yorker shit that you see and you're like, okay. All right, I didn't know that these motherfuckers
are nice. And I'm in a truck.
You drive in from New Jersey? You guys all drive in from New Jersey?
Yeah, we all live in Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Do you live in Jersey too?
No, I live in Manhattan.
I know you did. You
nerd.
You got so much class. It's so ridiculous.
Nerd. Okay, shut up, Lewis.
Really?
I didn't say nerd.
Park.
He said nerd.
I'm actually looking for a place in Soho.
Yeah, but I was joking. You're the one person not in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It was like an ironic nerd.
It's great. I love my neighborhood.
Do you drive?
No.
A car? No, you don't have a car.
I shouldn't.
Do you guys drive well? You're from New York.
I drive good.
But I've.
Dave doesn't have a license.
I've driven.
He never
not,
has. He's 42 years old.
No,
I've driven 100% of the time since I was 60 years old.
None of that. None of that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Dave.
Every day I've lived in New York, I've had a car.
I will say,
are
having
you ever blown away by that? By like how New Yorkers drive? You're like, are you? It's
Jersey's
it's
the worst.
It's like watching a guy jerk off like this or something.
I'm
it's
blown
just
away.
Strange.
I'm blown
it's
away.
Just
that
like, what?
Dave's a city kid. My daughter grew up in New York, and how little. And she's 22, still doesn't have a license. Not that important to her. It blows my mind, like how like New York people are just like, they don't give a shit.
I'm like that too. I like being driven around.
She's got a Z in her name. She doesn't need a license.
Yeah, you're cool enough to probably walk away from anything.
Give me a ride, motherfucker.
Yeah, Uber's like, free, motherfucker. Free, motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, Dave doesn't drive. I'm a bad, I've gotten better. I've been way more careful and way less like blasé. I think I was just very like, whatever, I didn't give a shit. I had insurance. I didn't realize what insurance was when I first got insurance. Yeah. I thought you could just—
I thought it meant you were life proof.
I thought you could just crash.
I had a big life.
Sorry, I don't care. I'll drive right off this bridge.
They don't redo your insurance for a little while. So my first three accidents, I was like, whatever, fender bender, do this, whatever. Then my insurance went up to like $1,600 a month.
Hey!
And I was like, what
I didn't realize this thing was all juice.
No, I didn't realize, like, I thought you pay your insurance and like, kind of covers your shit. I didn't realize that there were like, once your insurance goes up, they charge you for all the fucking repairs.
Yeah, they always get it back.
Wait, so you're saying you have to pay?
But I had a crazy, my insurance was already expensive because it was a new driver. It was
because you were Puerto Rican and they saw your durag in the picture.
Well, it was a new car and it was an expensive car and fucking.
Well, they saw the CD of the Puerto Rican flag hanging from you.
The ring cone, the ring cone license plate.
I have to pee so bad. Can we wrap this?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. This has been a fun show.
Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you so much, Nick, for being here with us.
Love you guys.
Thank you all for listening. Hopefully subscribing to Gas Digital.
Yeah, see you on Friday.
And till next time for the Friday Night Hang, everybody. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Louis?
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.